Hello again, and welcome back to the Bonus Level Podcast. This is level 37. I am Jack, and I'm joined with my friends and acquaintances, friendly friends, Josh and Luch.
Hello.
And this week, we're going to be discussing in a friendly way things discerning and discussing and describing friends and friendships and things that involve not getting mad at our friends when they mess up the beginning of our podcast. Not that that happened or anything,
Jack.
So we decided we wanted to talk about kind of how we all met, and then also branch that off to, you know, in general, when you meet somebody, how you discern right away, a lot of times, whether or not that person is going to be, you know, what category they're going to stay in. Are they going to be an acquaintance, somebody you know, somebody that you know, you're fine with hanging out with, but don't really like spending that much time with? Or like, where do they start moving into the friend zone, into, you know, best friends, into, you know, go on vacation together
kind of friends?
So why don't we start with a never-ending story? A true romance, as it were. And how Josh, you and I met.
Yeah. That was a good
one. We start
one.
There. That was a good one. That was a classic. That was a bop, as it were. So you start. You go ahead. You give your side of the story, and then I'll kind of, you know.
Well, I'm gonna go with gaps. Yeah. Cause I may even have some of the exact details in the beginning unclear, but I know it was back like 8 or so years ago, back in the days of Call of Duty, when we would play Call of Duty and then everyone was into making YouTube videos, highlight clips or whatever. And so I had
commentary and gameplay.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what it is.
I like the top 10 highlight clips. That's what I always did. but yeah, so we each had our little clique that we played with. But in like all cliques, there's always like that person that's a bridge between multiple groups and stuff like that. And so I had me and my roommate would generally play with Zax. And then through him, we got connected with you, where it was a lot of it was kind of networking on our YouTube videos, where it was we put out a video, you put out a video, Zach put out a video, we all go like it, we all go share it with each other. It was a beautiful network of people that we had just all doing this kind of stuff. And that's basically my first memory of you is from the YouTube videos. Then we grouped a couple of times. And then basically, I think once we had one conversation, we were like, oh shit, we're like brothers from another mother. And like, cause we found out like how many similarities and stuff like that we had together. And then it was, we bridged that click gap where basically we didn't have to go through Zach anymore. Rip.
Rip in Zach.
he's still doing good. I still see it. Yeah. I'm friends with him on Facebook and we comment on each other's posts here and there, but he doesn't game.
Were you friends with him in real life?
No, because he lived like in Chicago and I was in Atlanta. So, I mean, we would talk and stuff like that, but that was, you know, the extent of it. We never went further than that. And I'm surprised that, I mean, like really, it was you that took the first step of meeting in person, because we had a long distance relationship for a long time, where it was like anytime it was, I'm getting on to play video games, what are you doing? Like I don't remember though at what time, because we eventually switched from Call of Duty, we stopped doing that. And was it do we immediately hop over to League? Is that what the main thing was?
No, I think there was a lot of different games, right? It was Call of Duty, and then it was YouTube, and then we became good friends where you were like following. Like we were friends and we were playing like games together, but then, you know, I was like, my YouTube channel was like taking off a little bit. And then you were like, you know, a big supporter. So you would always like retweet videos and comment.
When did we like actually exchange cell phone numbers and start texting?
Well, it was during that whole thing whenever I was playing other games and I was starting to get in the league, and then you were starting to get in the league and we were doing other things. I was doing tournaments and I was streaming and I was doing like charity stuff.
Yeah.
And it was during that time. And like then our friendship was just like, then we were just talking about like, you know, like life stuff, you know what I mean? Like you were, you know, finding out about your kids and your whole situation and what was going on and all that stuff. Yeah. But actually, I do remember thinking that you were a little playing both sides of the fence, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, of course, people are going to assume that because I am very nice.
Yes. No, I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way at all. Of course not in a bad way. But I remember thinking that like really early on that like, maybe because like you were just like always super friendly. You were like super interested in whatever I had going on. You were like always like asking about things, how things were going, what I was doing. And so it was like almost one of those the friendships where at first you're like, wait, are we like vibing, or is like am I being hit on? I can't really tell the difference.
Could have been both.
A little clingy. Yeah. All right, a little clingy.
No, but I mean, I remember thinking that like early, but then, you know, obviously that went away.
Didn't pan out.
Yeah, it didn't pan out. Darn it. Dang. And then, yeah, I mean, I think I was driving up through Atlanta from a wedding that I was in.
Yeah.
In Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I was like coming right through there. And when I was like, oh, you know, we can try to get lunch and get a beer. And we did that. And that was like the first time we've ever met in person. And that was after like 3 or 4 years though, right?
Oh yeah. Like we had known each other a long time. That's what was,
that was like 2014.
It was weird. I was like, this is my best friend and we've never met.
Yeah.
So finally, like once we did meet, it was like, all right, there we go. Yes, I met him. He's actually a real person.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, if you faked being a person for like 3 or 4 years, and I mean, especially because there was no romantic relationship between us, it wouldn't matter what you look like. You could show up and be like this 60-year-old man, and I'd be like, hey, dude, what's up? You're cool as shit. I like talking with you. Let's hang out. Like, I mean, because.
And now you guys can see why I thought he was hitting on me.
No, because that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you're wanting to, you know, pursue a relationship with somebody and they're like, oh, this is the way I look in pictures, because attraction does have something to do with it. But when it comes to friendships, it's like, I don't give a shit what you look like. If you're cool, like, you're cool. And I'll hang out with you. So, like, I wasn't concerned with that whatsoever.
Right.
I'll just meet strangers from the internet all the time. Yeah. You want to meet up? Just message me and we'll.
But I think it's important. I think it's important though, because this is what we're talking about, is we're discussing like how the transition happens, right? So,
yeah,
you know, that transition is there, but when does it pass going from, you know, hey, like we're, you know, we know each other, we play games together, to like more of a casual friendship. We talk every now and then, to then more of like an actual friendship, to becoming best friends. I'm like, do we just become best friends? Like, yeah. When is that moment, right?
I imagine you guys like, you know, laying on your beds, right? Like on your stomachs, you know, the phones in each other's hands and your feet are up, right? And you're kind of like intertwining them. Like, hey, Josh. Oh my God, Jack.
No, it was mainly
guess what happened today.
I sat in a cubicle like 8 hours a day. Jack would sit in an empty mall at his cell phone store for 8 hours a day. And we'd be like, what are you doing? And he'd take pictures of the mall at work, and there's like no one there. He's like, I'm trying to sell shit to these people. I'm like, who? There's no one. He's like, exactly. I'm like, oh yeah, well, I live in a small town and there's no one coming in my door to buy car insurance today, so this is gonna be boring. So yeah.
And then we spent a lot of time playing league games at lunch, on your lunch break, like trying to coordinate who would try to play a game of league at work. During lunch.
That was always crazy.
And I'd be streaming and I'd try to like make sure that I was like ready for a game right whenever he got off, like got onto lunch.
Mm-hmm. That was
good times.
But in all honesty, our relationship has definitely been different than a lot of other people that I know and that I'm friends with. I mean, I don't know. I've always felt like it's almost like this gut feeling, but almost more than that. Like, I mean, you and I felt like clicked fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. Like we didn't go through any kind of weird, much of an awkward stage. It was, we started talking and it was immediately, it's like, oh, I like this band. And I'm like, oh, you know that band? Okay, now we're best friends. Like the second that we got on music and we were like, oh, we like all the same bands, then it's immediately you're pulled into my inner circle. Like automatically. That's like the gatekeeper is what bands do you like? You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was one of those things where like we were click checking off everybody, all, each other's boxes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, metal music, video games, creative stuff. Oh, this, that, Marvel, comics, superheroes, action movies. It's like all the boxes you're just going back and forth checking off. You're like,
oh. Like an interview process.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and at the end of the day, you're like looking at all these things, you're like, huh, this person's exactly like me. This is cool.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, what took it from just being like friends to really going down deep was when we started talking about like our childhood and growing up. I mean, mm-hmm. we've said it on here plenty of times. We both grew up without cable TV. Both grew up in a very strict religious household.
Religious house, yeah.
You know, like there were a lot of these similarities that if someone didn't grow up that way, they just don't understand those things. It's like someone growing up, you know, and Southside Chicago compared to someone growing up in, you know, Southern California. Like they just you can't fully understand and appreciate some of the intricacies of things the same way that, you were, you know, up there in Pennsylvania and I was in Atlanta. But when you start going through the family stuff that we had been through, that's when things really clicked and it was like, okay, this guy understands me well, you know, and that's almost when you start kind of sharing or don't mind, you know, kind of talking about more the deeper type subjects and stuff like that. And not just, hey, what'd you watch on TV today? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's important, but I also think that's a very rare thing whenever you find friends, because a lot of times whenever you like meet people, you're like, oh yeah, this person's cool or whatever, but it takes steps and it takes spending time with them in person. It takes a lot of other things before you're like, oh yeah, this guy's gonna be like, this is gonna be pretty cool.
I'm hoping you know, through this podcast and us kind of discussing it, that we kind of figure out a little bit more behind this, because I mean, I have a couple of people that I've let's just say, I mean, my brother-in-law has been my brother-in-law for, I don't know, 8 years now, you know, same that I've known you. He is a awesome guy. Love him to death. We get along great. He even likes a lot of the same music that I like. I don't think I've ever hung out with him one-on-one. Like we've never just gone like, hey, let's go get a beer together. We've never done anything like that. So I've never crossed like into this realm of being something that's more than just, I mean, we're friends, you know, we're more than acquaintances because he is my brother-in-law and I know him and I trust him. But at the same time, we've never taken this to the step where
don't
it's like,
you,
anytime
we're
doing that something,
that's why though. Yeah. Don't you think that's why? Is it because he's like your brother-in-law, he's your family. It's not like it would be forced. It would feel forced if you were like, hey, let's go hang out. Even if you like, really like the person, it sometimes,
I don't know,
other circumstances are just in there.
Other people too, like I have, there's a couple other people that have just been super cool. I like everything about them, but it's almost like right now that we have our kind of group of friends, and so like if something were to happen where I were to lose a group of friends and I was like, oh crap, I need to get somebody. Oh, this guy is cool. I'm bringing him in, you know, or whatever. But it's like, it's almost like my cup is full that I don't go out of my way to nurture these other friendships, in other words. But I'm curious, really specifically with you and Looch, because I'll get into to how Looch and I met, which was basically on this podcast. Mm. but no, yeah. I want to know, like, because I know your job was going around, you know, meeting all these different people. Right. How did he make the cut?
So Jack and I met kind of like a romantic comedy, right?
Oh.
Like, you know, I'm sitting at like the counter, right? My head down, you know, I give myself a little sigh. And then you just hear the chimes, right? The ding, ding. And then Jack comes through, right? You mm-hmm. know, with that like bad boy music in the background. You're like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I was thinking AC/DC.
There we go. Dun-dun-dun. And then he just came in with like this glowing hair, right? Like these golden locks. Uh-huh.
And then you realize it was just the sunlight behind my head.
And then he just pulls it off, right? And that was like his hat.
Yeah,
but no, Jack came in, and who was our LG rep before
Donnie?
Right, Donnie. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I knew I was getting a new rep. I don't think we knew we were getting a new rep.
No.
And we came in. Remember, like it was yesterday. Black pants, gray shirt, backpack. That's pretty much all you wore during that time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, and he like came in and like he introduced himself and he like poured like Starburst out on the counter. And, you know, that's how it is. That's how you get into a man's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're just kind of sitting there. He's like, you know, introducing himself and talking about phones. And I'm like, oh my god, yes. And I think I just went and asked. I was like, hey, so you play video games?
Yeah, probably.
And you're like, yes. He's like, but I don't get to play much. I'm like, oh well, what do you play? And I think you said a lot of League. There was another game that you played too, a lot of, but I don't think it was Destiny. I think it was another one.
Maybe did I say Overwatch or?
Maybe it was Overwatch. Yeah, I might have actually said Destiny.
Might have Call of Duty. I don't know.
A lot of Destiny. And then pretty much any time you came in after that,
we just talked about
a lot about video game talk, mm-hmm. right? A lot about video game talk going through there. And then to the point where you came in and you're like, hey, so me and my buddy are doing a podcast and we need a third. And like, you're the coolest dude I know. So, you know,
I think I said those exact words.
So we want you to join. And I was like, oh, okay.
And I think you're the coolest dude I know, so yes.
and then you brought me into the Discord. I remember it was originally called The Teeth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right? Yep. It was like originally called The Teeth, and I'm like, The Teeth? Like, isn't that like a little bit too much like Rooster Teeth?
Yeah.
Nah. And we kept going through like list of names and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we eventually settled on the Bonus Level Podcast, and then I made the first logo, which was our trippy little orange and blue square. Mm-hmm. And then I came to meet Josh in the Discord. But yeah, Jack and I pretty much met through work, talking about video games, and then, you know, slowly falling in love and becoming the relationship we have now.
So, but that's the thing. I mean, I'm sure while doing that position, Jack met 100 people that he could all talk common interests with. He could either talk video games, he could talk Marvel, he could talk Game of Thrones, he could talk movies, books, he could talk cars, you know, whatever it may be.
We did talk a lot about movies. I remember.
So that's the thing. How did it go from just being, hey, we have stuff in common that we like talking about to really...
I think it's just
pushing it over the edge, you know, hang out in person.
People have a connection. Like right now, like we have our little tiny group of friends right now. Mm-hmm. We didn't go to high school together, right? We're going to be like, you know, you guys will be 80 years old. Me and Caleb will be like 50. And, you know, we'll be sitting there on the porch, like, you know, on the rocking chairs.
Right? Yeah.
Going back and forth. I feel like Josh would be a little bit senile, right? Have like that weird eye that goes around the corner and awkwardly shoots his BB gun at like small animals. Jack will be the one that's always taller than us, but he wears jackets that are a little bit too small for him. right?
And pants up to my nipples. Yeah,
with the really big sunglasses, and you'll have like a fisherman's hat on or something.
Yeah, probably. Nice. I can see that. I can see
Caleb will get a little bit shorter, but he'll always keep like his like gumption around him, and he'll wear that like what's that golfer hat? The one that kind of has like the little thing that goes above it, right?
Oh, are you talking about the visor?
Yeah, it's like, it's not a visor, but it's got, it's like the Scottish hat. The ones that normally come like
Yeah.
So he'll have like one of those on.
Like the forward facing beret.
Yeah. And like,
I think if Caleb somehow shrunk and got grumpy, he would be Danny DeVito.
I think it'd be a mixture between Popeyes and Danny DeVito.
That's funny.
And then it would be me like super hunched over, right? Like my neck kind of in my head, like in the middle of my chest somewhere, wearing like a cardigan and like, you know, my hands shaking really much. And I just have a
question. How did this turn into the bonus level old folks home?
I have no idea.
Okay. So
I'm just saying, like,
to take us back around, couple of important questions. Did you guys, like, at what point did you guys exchange, like, phone numbers, or did you guys hang out outside of work?
Well, we exchanged phone numbers for work, I believe.
Really. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And then we eventually did Discord.
Well, the Discord was for the podcast, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true.
But let me just give you some perspective, right? So you keep asking this question about, like, you know, all these people that I know and being able to talk to them, et cetera. Well, that's the thing, right? Like, so with my job... and why I've been able to be so successful with it is because, you know, I've always been a people person. I've always been able to talk to people about anything. Like I can like read a person in 5 minutes and then, you know, I can talk to them about what their interest is as if like it's almost my interest, even if it's not. Like I can still have a conversation with you about it because, you know, I read a lot. I'm on social media and the internet. Like I'm constantly like reading articles and just keeping up on the news and all that stuff. So I'm savvy of what's going on. So I can usually talk to anybody about, you know, whatever the subject is, at least a little bit. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I'm always meeting people that are like cool and not necessarily like-minded, but have similar interests, right?
Yeah.
You know, I can talk and go into any store and probably talk to somebody about Marvel or talk to somebody about video games, et cetera, whatever it might be. Where it changes is whenever that person has something to offer back to the conversation that like I also like I'm getting something out of, right? Mm-hmm. But then I don't find them like I have high standards in general for a lot of different things, right? So whenever a person is still talking, even if there is just a friendship, like it's your mind is constantly judging and making assumptions and judgments based on the things that they say. So whenever somebody's like talking and, you know, either their mannerisms or the way, I mean, you said that the way that people look don't matter, but I think it does, even for friendships. I think it definitely does. You judge people based on the way that they look, and you might be a lot more lenient about it because you're just like, yeah, I'm not, you know, and I got to sleep with a guy. I don't care. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. But at the same time, like you kind of fall into your same class of person, right?
I could see that.
For the most part, you know, you're not going to like, for instance, I'm hygienic. Like I'm clean. I shower. I'm not going to hang out with people that don't shower and are dirty and smell bad. Like that's just not me. You know what I mean? Like I'm not going to like laugh at those people and be like, nah, you stink. I'm not hanging out with you. But like, I'm just never going to really hit that common chord where now I want to hang out with them in person. And now I want to like spend time with them. It's just not going to happen. Cause we're just not there like mentally on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
You know? And if I do have any friends that like smell bad, I'm going to like I'll be like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Take a bath. Like,
I remember,
what did you just roll out of the gym? Like, what is going on here?
I remember a lot of the times when we were talking about stuff, we would have these weird conversations about theories and conspiracies revolving around movies and video games. I think I remember a couple of them, a lot of them revolving around Game of Thrones, especially before, you know, it took its dive.
Mm-hmm.
And going through those discussions.
Yeah.
We've been here for like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I used to hang out there a lot. But that's my point, though, is that meeting a lot of these people, and Josh, you're absolutely right, that you get like a friend quota. And I think there's some kind of stat that says that you know, you can only keep a handful of really good friends at one time.
Yeah.
You just literally don't have, I don't have time to keep up with everybody that I'm like friends with. So I have a big circle of people that I'm friends with, mm-hmm. but I really only have time to keep up with and hang out with a small group of friends, like a very small, because it's just like, you don't have time. You work, you have a life, like you, there's just, everything gets in the way, you know, like even with video games, there was a time when I was doing YouTube and streaming that like, I would feel bad because I'm like, oh, I'm playing this game and I'm playing with these people that, that play this game. But then like my other friends are playing another game and they're like, bro, oh, we don't play game. We don't play this game anymore. And I'm just like, I have to split. Now I literally have to split up the time I'm playing games with different groups of friends just to keep people happy.
Or League, you know? Can only have four friends that you play with at a time. So if you had that fifth friend, peace.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like, right. I mean, it's so it's definitely you maintain that small inner circle, but I think that people keep their inner circle tight, and a lot of times it does change and revolve based on circumstances, based on, you know, what's going on in your life. You know, I have really good friends that live out in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Justin and Billy that I knew from back in YouTube, you know, I've almost known them just as long, if not longer than you, probably by the same 8-9 years. But like they live so far away that, you know, the most that we do is it's text every now and then. Like, and we just chat and like, you know, we ask how things are going. And when he comes down here, you know, he was in Florida last year and I got to see him and we got to hang out for a little bit. And, you know, it's awesome, but it's like a very, very, you know, rare thing. We're still good friends, but we're not as good friends as we used to be when we were talking every single day, playing video games every day. You know what I mean? Like it was, it's and a completely different thing. That's
a big thing is having that, like you were talking about areas where your paths cross regardless of what's going on. Like if I went to the gym every day, I'm sure some of my closer friends would be the people at the gym. Since I don't, but I spend a lot of time on Discord tends to be the place where I talk to people the most and with the people that I hang out with. And I know what's going on in their life. I know what they're doing today because we're in Discord. Well, and we're talking about it.
You do. If you actually read the Discord, you know what's going on. But yeah,
true.
I feel hurt right now.
I feel strategically
attacked at me.
But yeah, because I mean, I think that that's the only thing keeping me from, you know, kind of building that relationship more with different people is just either the location of where they're at. I mean, cause like I said, my brother-in-law, I don't get to see him much. I see him maybe every other week or something like that. Maybe once a month or something. He lives like an hour away, but we just, our paths don't cross too much unless we're doing, you know, family events or something. Whereas, you know, like I said, if someone lives closer to me, then it's much easier for me to once or twice a week see them, catch up with them and stuff, especially if we're doing things in person as opposed to, you know, people that are hanging out in Discord and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, even think about like Luch, like, you know, I met him at work and, you know, we were talking. If he would have never been on this podcast, if I wouldn't have invited him, whenever I lost my market and got promoted, I would have never seen him. Or whenever he moved stores, I would have never seen him again.
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't have had that same path crossing if it weren't for the podcast and then the Discord and then us like and having it grows starting right.
Discord. Right. I mean, the bonus level podcast isn't really a podcast Discord. It's literally a hangout for our inner circle of friends,
which is what we've always wanted. Yeah. I think we've always wanted that even from the beginning. We created it to have that and to have anybody that wants to join to come in and join and chat and, you know, and be there. I think
and because I have like five or six like good friends, close friends, mm-hmm. right? Obviously you two are in that set statement. The background checks I ran on both of you indicate that.
Yes.
And Caleb's in there. And of course, Brent, Jason's like on the cusp of it, right? I don't know too much about Jason yet. And we don't hang out other than like D&D and I don't talk to him over the phone. So,
mm-hmm.
Should call him up, ask him how he's doing.
You know, right now, do it. Are we phoning?
Yeah, maybe phone a friend.
Actually, I don't even think I have them in my new phone.
Get it? Phone a friend.
No, but there has definitely been different times in my life where communication with people changed my friendships.
And that's how you move and all that kind of stuff.
Well, one of the times that I most specifically remember was actually when I was young. That one of my best friends growing up was Mark. And we met each other when I was like 3 years old or whatever at church. And hung out all the time. He was my best friend. Anytime that we were doing stuff, I was going over to his house to play. This was back before internet and anything like that. So it was, you had to have your mom call their mom, set up a time where you could hang out, and then you go hang out with them. But with me being homeschooled and him going to public school, there came like this time where we kind of didn't get to see each other anymore. He started building his other group of friends and stuff like that. And I was stuck in my basement being homeschooled. So like we, you know, I remember us growing apart where I would go a couple of months without ever seeing him or talking with him or anything. And then we got AOL Instant Messenger, and he loved playing computer games and getting online and stuff. And we started talking with that. And I mean, it was like we completely rekindled our friendship in nearly one afternoon of hanging out on there, talking to each other, just getting a chance just to sit down and talk. And it, I mean, yeah, at any point we could have used the phone, but neither of us were phone people. You know, we're still just kind of middle school kids. Like it was just, that was weird, you know, but sitting down and typing things on AOL Instant Messenger was, it was interesting. I mean, so we were able to catch up, figure out what was going on. And I think that we even set up plans to actually hang out in person that next weekend, all from hanging out on there. And then, you know, I was big into instant messaging to connect with all my friends. So I've always, basically, as long as I can remember, was using the internet in some way to kind of connect or keep in touch or anything like that with people. But
yeah,
it was crazy.
I mean, I think that it's important, again, to go back to the mental moment in your mind when you decide, oh, this person I'm going to trust a little bit more, or I'm going to ask them to like do something or, you know, join in on this, because you're taking that step of this person's involved in this percentage of my life, but now I want them to be involved in this percentage or a bigger percentage or all of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, it's so a very interesting, how it gets ranked. I was talking about Mark. Well, I had, you know, a group of friends that we would all hang out together, but it's like, I don't remember ever consciously making the decision in my mind, oh, I like this friend more than this friend. But my friends definitely had like different rankings. Like there were certain ones that I tried hanging out with them the most. And if they weren't available, I'd hang out with other ones, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Your B squad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, which was weird. Cause there was, I mean, I was young enough as a kid that, I mean, I don't ever remember going like, okay, well, we have to, you know, calculate this stuff out, or, you know, do I want to share this out? No, when you're a kid, you just share everything. It doesn't matter if it's on your mind, you're talking about it. So it's weird what helps, you know, what actually makes that thing click. Is it just this gut feeling that there's just certain people that you hang out with and you're like, oh, I fucking like you. We just like, I want to talk to you more. Like I don't know.
Well, ask Luch how it feels to be on the B squad.
He wouldn't know.
Just kidding. Of course. Just kidding. Of course.
I don't have a B squad though.
No? No. You got all A squad.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I'm
everybody cool. Makes the A squad.
Yeah.
So how did you explain to Brent that he just didn't make the squad?
He's in my personal squad. No, I've known Brent for such a long time though.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the best man at my wedding.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how did he feel about you getting married?
Oh, great.
Yeah, you like him?
No friend ever enjoys their best friend getting married.
All right.
This is how I know. You're happy for them, of course. You're happy for them. But at the same time, you're like, sons of bitches. Like, I mean, I'm not just saying that. Take every movie that's ever happened in the history of time where they show like a best friend and this friend gets married. There's a million romantic comedies or buddy comedies about that kind of stuff. So I'm just calling your bullshit.
Yeah. I think so too. I'd like to ask Ryan. I'd like to phone a friend and ask him.
Yeah.
To find out. Just say, hey, you know, did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy it? What up, dog?
What up, dog?
All right. So this is my question. And I think, or maybe it's more of a statement than a question, because I think that there's a distinct period, a time period where the transition happens and you know that it's happening when the person gets so comfortable with you that they no longer are afraid to speak their mind to you.
Ooh.
Like, yeah. Whenever you first meet somebody and you're like getting to know them, and this goes with like anything, any kind of like friendship, business relationship, regular relationship, whatever it might be, you're usually more reserved. You're a lot more polite. You're a lot more professional or intelligent, mature. You say things that you know is going to get a good reaction, or things that you know that the person's going to agree with you because you want them to like you, et cetera, et cetera. But then as you become closer, that meter of where you need to be at goes down, and you stop worrying about like, oh, if I say this way, the person is going to not like me or get offended or,
yeah,
you know, or judge me or et cetera, et cetera. So as that meter goes down, your friendship goes up.
Yeah.
Because there comes a point where like, and I can say that I'm like, for instance, I noticed this with like Caleb, right? So like Caleb and I are good friends. And there was a point where, you know, before he wasn't afraid, or not that he was afraid, but he would always, you know, be like, super, you know, positive or super, you know, professional, mature, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then like, there was a point where he just didn't care if he like said something that like, maybe he disagreed with that I agreed with, you know what I mean? Like, and then you have that little, like that moment of, wait, are we arguing right now?
Right. I think some of that conflict is actually needed, you know, that, yeah, cause I could see, I mean, if you're just tiptoeing around a person or something like that, that it can, you can keep those walls up. And I mean, maybe there's just something like, you know, deep down that kind of makes you a little bit uncomfortable.
You're
having to walk on eggshells that, you know, maybe you don't want to go into that situation. You're not looking forward to going into that situation as much, or maybe you're not going to go out of your way. It's like, oh, well, I could do this. Yeah,
but I think that sometimes once that happens, though, you see a different side of a person, and you that also like that can ruin a friendship, or you know, I can like send it down the other direction. So, you know, I think that it's a very, very telling like scope of where your relationship is, depending on like how comfortable you are with just like being yourself and saying how you feel and not worrying about like, oh, this person's not going to want to be my friend if I like say this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, which one of you said Kraft singles on apple pie? Like,
oh, that was Josh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like you're still my friend. I mean, you're a fucking weirdo, but you're my friend.
almost ended the friendship right then.
I'm just glad that defines me.
But see, that's very, 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 very perfect. It's a perfect example too, because if anybody at all plays video games with me and Josh, you will 100% be able to tell within 20 minutes that we're really good friends, because I will straight up yell at him.
Oh yeah.
With no qualms whatsoever. Like I'm not worried. Like Josh is going to come out of this game and be like, oh wow, like Jack's a dick. I'm not going to be friends with him tomorrow. He's going to, in the moment, he's gonna be like, no, you're wrong. You're a dick, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to be like, no, you're literally stupid. Like you actually are stupid. And then, you know, whatever, we go back and forth, but I don't ever have to worry about like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to, you know, tell him that he's bad at this game and he's going to be mad at me and not want to talk to me tomorrow.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I mean, we have surpassed, like, you know, the point of even just being like close friends. Like, you can have friends that are super close that, you know, you can count on them for anything. I mean, like, we're at the point where I don't know if there's anything that you could do that would make me go like, eh, I don't like you anymore. Like, it would have to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what bad. It would be. Like, it, we're at the ride or die kind of situation where if he were to call me up and be like, dude, I murdered someone. They're in my, you don't have a basement in Florida. What do you have?
Backyard.
Yeah. In my backyard. They're in the fire pit and I need to do something about it. I would be driving down there tomorrow to go figure out what we're going to, you know. Well, I'd probably leave.
That's tonight. Dedication. That's yeah. Dedication. And you know, if that happened, we're so good of friends that I would not involve you because that would be really shitty of me to involve you. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But that's the crazy thing is like how many levels there really are to this. Cause I mean, I don't know. I like being able to have friends in that category. And it's weird how once you kind of reach that, you don't lose it. Very often,
yeah.
Anyways.
Very because, often, yeah.
I mean, like I said, like with Mark and I, we rarely get to see. He lives in Washington State. I'm in Atlanta. He is the farthest you can get away from me, other than Alaska or Hawaii, basically. Yeah. And we talk every so often. I will text him something about Dragon Ball Z, and we'll have a good laugh for a second. Say, how's it going? That kind of thing, whatever. And so, I mean, we may only have 4 conversations per year that are 4 or 5 text messages long. But at the same time, and this has been going on for, I mean, he moved out there 10 years ago or something. So, I mean, like he could even at this point say that same thing to me, Josh, I got some serious crap going on, you know. And I'd be out there in a heartbeat, like no questions asked. I got, you know, Robbie, it's the same exact way that he and I in college, we really got close. And, you know, he ended up moving away and everything. He lives in New York now. And yeah. I mean, I talk to him here and there, sometimes more, you know, some months more than others, but we are on that level. That it didn't go down when we stopped talking to each other or when we go a couple of months without talking to each other. Or I have had other friends that it's like, I love them to death. But once we didn't talk for 3 or 4 months, like I only think about them every so often when, you know, we happen to bump into each other or our paths happen to cross or something like that. And I don't know. It's just weird. Like you hit that point where you make that connection. It's like, oh, yeah. Well, and Mark and I, we're blood brothers. We did that when we were kids.
So, oh, like, my God. You did not.
Yeah, we did. We were kids growing up in the 80s. Like, we didn't know any better.
Wait, what happened?
Blood brothers.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said something else.
Oh.
But, yes, blood brothers. Yeah, why not? You right? Contracted something, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so like we're deeply connected now. And that was over 30 years ago that, you know, that happened, but still to this point, like we have this connection that, you know, never gonna go away. Nothing's gonna change it. And so what we need to figure out is how to do that with as many people as possible. But then at the same time, like you said, there almost feels like there's this limit that won't allow certain things to get in, or maybe you got so much stuff going on that it's hard to, I mean, cause I guess, I mean, friendship stuff does take effort and I feel like it takes effort from both parties is the issue. So even if you're putting out, you may not be getting it back and then it just kind of fizzles away.
Then it fizzles. I mean, you know, we talked about like how we were raised, you know, very, you know, strict, religious, et cetera, but you know, and there's obviously a lot of good that comes out of that, you know, a lot of other things as well. But one of the more true things that, you know, the Bible says is that no man hath greater love than the person that lays his life down for his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you were talking about levels and I mean, it doesn't get any higher of a level of a friend than to literally be willing to sacrifice your own life for that person, that you care about them so much to the point where like you care about them more than you care about yourself, about your own well-being.
See, like anytime I imagine myself, like let's say taking a bullet for one of you guys, I imagine it like, you know, Jump Street, where I go to like dive in front of it, but I jumped a little bit too early. Right. And like one of you guys gets shot in the arm.
Sorry about that. That's somebody very, very excited about the friends that are outside.
Right. And so like I'll jump right to save Josh, but then I jumped a little bit too early and someone shoots him and it hits him in the arm. And I'm just like, I tried, man. It's the thought that counts. And Josh is just sitting there like bleeding, right? Like,
But I don't know. I think that's true. I think it is the thought that counts. It's the intentions towards things. And I think that that's something that that we do have with friends that you can, I mean, we've always said it, especially like working in the sales world, that people can sense your bullshit. Like they can sense when you're doing things for your own good rather than them, you know? And that's why it's always been, you know, my focus and the work that I do to make sure that I'm trying to work not for myself, but for them, you know, do what you know, try to help them out as much as possible, because I feel like people could see through that. And I think that that's the same thing when it comes to friendships, is people can tell when, you know, you're putting back into it what you're getting out, and you're not just sucking the life out of this thing.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, people that you're using and abusing you and pretending that they're friends, they're, you know, obviously they're not real friends. It's a give and a take, and it's a mutual, you know, sometimes you have to hold your friend up more than, you know, that they're giving back, but it's definitely a give and a take. Mm-hmm. But I think again, ultimately, and I think what we were trying to, you know, uncover and really get to the bottom of is what, you know, where the transition points happen. And I think that I think that we've really kind of nailed down a few, one being the transition of the more you can be yourself around the person, the better friends you become. Like you kind of like pass that tier. And I think that you saying about the different levels of friendship, and sometimes you just skip a bunch, right? You just are like, you know, like inviting Luch to the podcast, you get thrown into, all right, well now I have to be friends with this guy. So you're skipping these levels. And then you were talking earlier about the bridge, you know, now I'm in the bridge between, you know, Luch, Caleb, Jason, all these other people. And now they're meeting you through me. And so now I'm this bridge, but you're being like put into a situation where you then get to decide how good of friends can you be, you know? And there was a period where like we were all on Discord, and if I wasn't in the call to play a game, you know, like you and Caleb wouldn't be in the call.
Yeah.
You both would leave unless I was there. And then if I was there, then you both could be there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And now it's not like that.
Yeah. If I see Josh playing, you know, Apex or something like that by himself, I hop on. I'm like,
right.
Hey, bitch. I'm like, just getting off.
That would go. Okay. Bye. But it's the same thing with like, with Brent, right? With Luch. Like you know, at first, if Brent was playing and Luch was playing, I would join. But then like, if Luch left, I'm like,
yeet.
Hey, Brent, what's up?
Yep. Oh my God, would you look at that?
Okay, well, I guess, yeah, I'll see you later. Okay, yep, see you later. Okay, perfect. All right, bye. But now it's like, if I, you know, we were playing League just the other day, just him and I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I've never met him in person. I don't know him really well, but that's not the point. The whole point is like you have these bridges, and then you start to have these levels based on just how comfortable you are spending time. It's basically spending time with a person, right? I mean, it's at the end of the day.
So if there's someone out there that doesn't have a best friend now, what advice would you give them?
Wait for an LG rep to come to your door.
No. I honestly, it's funny that you say that, but that's kind of like, I mean, it can be a metaphor, you know, because I think that a lot of people ignore the people that are like potentially right in front of them or being placed right in front of them, mm-hmm. because they're scared of either judgment, rejection. I mean, fear of rejection is real in friendships too, not just in, you know, relationships or like asking somebody out. You can like, if you think somebody like, oh, that person's pretty cool, he has a lot of things going, cool things going on and good opinions and blah, 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 and you like to try to talk to that person and they're like completely cold or they have like, they want nothing to do with you. Like that's, that can be a bruise
maybe,
to your
ego. They just don't want to be bothered right now. You know, maybe I'll, you know,
yeah.
You know, they got other stuff going on. I'm not going to bother them with a question.
So I think that it can be like right in front of you, but ultimately the people that really don't have friends, I would have to say that there's an excuse of fear and or they're so introverted that they literally like it's paralyzing, because nowadays there's so many avenues to find people that have the same interests as you. Mm-hmm. I mean, as terrible as Facebook is, you can literally go to Facebook, type in anything you like and find a Facebook page, a group for that thing. You know yeah. what I mean? Reddit, you know, we use like a lot of like, you know, nerd culture, but like a comic book shop, you go stand in a comic book shop for 20 minutes, you can find somebody that you could be friends with.
Yeah.
I mean, just by waiting, like somebody will come by and you can be like, you can see what they're looking at. If they're looking at a comic that like you have read or you like, you can be like, hey, have you read the new one? And they'll instantly be like, oh no, no, I haven't. Have you said, is it good? Like, have you read it? And it's like, I don't even know you, but we have a common interest.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I think that if you really, really want friends, you can go find them.
Yeah.
And I think that even, because at the end of the day, people are always like, well, you know, like I'm this or I'm that, or, you know, people don't accept me for, you know, the choices that I make. Like it's like, you can always find people that are like-minded. But yeah. It's never okay to not shower.
you know where I always say, like, go to a store where you shop, right? Like a weird store that you shop, right? Mm-hmm. Like a store that, you know, a normal person would never go to, but you go to the
Hot Topic,
right? And then just hang out there for a couple of seconds and then just sit there and watch the people come. And I guarantee you those people who come in will probably have a good sit down conversation with you. Mm-hmm. Like when I go to a hobby shop, right? You know, you see all the nerd kids come in, right? I'm like, oh, here. What you got here? You got a Gideon from the Light of Army? He's first edition. yeah, see? Jack didn't find that funny, but he laughed because he's my friend.
That's true. That's true. I do that a lot, actually.
So yeah, I'm curious. Go ahead. Finish your
thought. No. I'm all out of thoughts.
Oh my God, just kidding.
Well, what I'm curious as to your opinion as far as the difference between, like I say, connecting, like everything has gone to text stuff now, where people send texts to people all the time. You have your text friendships, then you can have, like, we don't phone call each other because we do Discord stuff and we're constantly voice chatting in Discord. And then you have your hanging out in person. All three are fairly effective ways to communicate with each other. But what do you feel like for you has been some of the best? Or I don't know, what's your views on each type of it? I mean, do you think that like texting is crap and, you know, you really can't build much of a relationship with that because it's just, you know, short texts and emojis and that kind of thing, that you do have to hang out with someone in person? Or do you think that the voice chat from Discord and everything has helped more?
I mean, video games and party chat, you know, Discord, the things that whenever you're doing a hobby and you have to spend countless minutes and hours with somebody and you're forced to communicate for the betterment of, like, even back in the day when we play Call of Duty, you know, I'd play with people that all we would do is the whole game is just like call outs.
Yeah.
Person here, person here, person there, somebody rushing here, we need to go here, somebody stay on anchor there, like blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just all call. But at the same time, like, you are spending time with a person, you're forced to communicate with them. Mm-hmm. And you end up forming like you form an opinion, you form judgments, and you also form like you can form a friendship through simple like one direction conversation. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And I mean, ultimately, I think that texting is fine, but I don't think it really is anywhere near as valuable as spending voice or video communication, you know, or I mean, obviously the best is being in person, seeing the person's yeah. body language and mannerisms and things that they get mad at or, you know, happy at, stuff like that, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, I know that I can say or, you know, say something super silly and goofy and make you laugh. Right.
Yeah.
And that you're also like really hard to make angry. Like you get angry very, very little. Even yeah. whenever I'm like, how oh, yeah. are you not angry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas on me, I'm not that I'm like, I'm making myself out to be like this angry person. I'm not really an angry person at all, but like I'm passionate about things that I am sure of, or
yeah,
I'm very strongly like I have very strong opinions, right? And I'm very forward about my opinions, and I have little qualms about telling you about my opinions.
Yeah,
and at the end of the day, like that can be a character flaw, but that's also I think one of my strengths, right? So mm-hmm. you know that if you want to bring up something controversial that I have an opinion on, you're just like, all right, here, everybody watch this. And then you're just like, so Jack, about those bad drivers. And I'm just like, oh my God, bad drivers. I can't stand bad. Like, that's like my biggest pet peeve. Like people that can't drive. Yeah. I'm going to shoot their tires, like run them over, you know, things like that.
Whoa.
Sorry. I got a little carried away, but seriously, I think that's all, you know, that's all things that go into those layers of friendship, you know, and actually knowing the person. You know the person even whenever they're like being a way that they're not, right? Like that they're, you can like look at somebody and be like, dude, you're, you know, what are you doing? Like you're not, this isn't how you normally act. Like what's going on?
Yeah. Oh no, Luch, what do you think of the different forms of communication? Which would you say is your preferred method?
Right now in my brain is the dial-up tone. Communication is not one of my fortes.
Mm-hmm.
but
that's true.
Yeah. And like normally when I need to get my point across, I call. I'm a caller, right?
Mm.
You know. I call if I need to talk about something, you know, with Jack, I call Jack. If I need to talk about something with Caleb, I call Caleb. If I need to talk about something with you, Josh, I message you via Discord.
Mm-hmm.
With Brent. I'm a caller. I like to call.
Yeah.
Right?
He likes to call. You going to call, huh? You going to get on a call?
I look at Discord.
No, you don't.
I do. But I see it. I have like a period where like, you know, like I look at Discord 4 times a day and then I go back through the messages. Yeah. Sometimes it's, you know.
I feel you.
He doesn't look at it 4 times a day. That's 4 times more than he looks at it.
But no, I'm a caller.
Yeah.
Like, more like 4 times a week.
4 times a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe 5 times a week.
Yeah. No, because that's like once every business day, and that's not true.
But so compared to calling and hanging out with someone in person, how much more do you feel like you're able to get from hanging out with a person in person than you are able to get?
Oh, so much. I feel like, you know, you get that kind of personal touch to it when you hang out with someone, you know,
in
like
person.
If we go bowling or like, you know, play D&D.
Yeah.
You know, there's that, you know, personal feeling to it. And I wish you were here, Josh.
I know.
Experience that. But,
that puts a smile on my face.
Yeah.
But you're like, such like a long distance, like friend professional that mm-hmm. you like got it down pat to like, like when we hang out in like Jack's living room, right? Like we have you on this little tablet with the webcam going on. It's just like you're in the room.
Yeah. I mean, cause that's the thing. Could you imagine what it was like if I only did the podcast with you guys and we didn't do D&D? Like how much extra time that I would really miss out, and that just as a group that we just wouldn't talk. Like I think that my relationship with everybody, you know, that we're friends with through D&D has been improved significantly, just because that's been, I mean, basically it's a full extra night of the week that we all sit down and we talk, and it's generally on a certain subject, you know, concerning the game. Yeah. But I mean, it ventures off, you know, here and there.
I mean, how often would you talk to Jason if not for D&D?
Oh yeah, never.
Right. I'm like, never. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, that's, and like, you know, now D&D is pretty much, you know, our inner circle now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, that group left, and we all kind of have like the same mentality when it comes to certain things, especially D&D.
Yeah.
We all kind of have like, you know, we all have kind of like the same feel as to what we want out of the game. I feel like, you know, most of us, if not all of us, are role players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And not sitting there playing combat, the fighting game.
Yeah.
Well, the reason that I brought this question up to you guys, because I mean, I was thinking about it. You know, I've heard of people talking about, you know, that they're going more towards phone calls instead of texting, even though like mm-hmm. texting has become the thing that everyone does now because it's so easy, but people are trying to start calling people more just because it does have more of a personal touch. And with me, like it's kind of changed over the years, because really where things started, like even if I go all the way back to the AOL Instant Messenger story that I told earlier, like I've always been a fairly shy kid, and doing anything through either AOL Instant Messenger or through text, I have so much more confidence to talk through those than I ever did on the phone. Now things, well, they've changed through with you guys probably, but I would say that there's probably still other people that I'd prefer to text them, because I can talk more, I don't know if it's like...
openly?
Yeah, maybe. Where you can... I don't know why it is that when you're doing the text thing that you feel a little bit more confident and free to kind of say what's on your mind, as opposed to if I were to have to call that same person and say that same thing that I just texted them, I don't know if I'd be able to do. Like, it's kind of weird in that way. I definitely think that communication, like what we're doing right now, talking in this sort of way, I think is some of the best. Where, yes, there is a lot of stuff that we do when we're playing video games, but there is times, there are nights where I get on to play League with Robbie and we're like, getting on Discord? Yep, we hop on Discord and then we'll talk for 2 minutes while we're in champ select. And then the second the first minion gets there, I'm like, sorry, dude, I'm trying to farm. I'm losing my train of thought. And then it's like, fuck, I'm getting ganked. And GG, easy, like... I'll talk to you tomorrow night, dude. Like, and that's our whole conversation of the night. We don't really go on from there, but having like this preset time where we're like, we're going to have a conversation, and generally we come with an idea of what we're going to talk about, and we try to have some structure to it so that, because we do feel like we have some responsibility to our, listener who's out there. But you know, other than that, like, I don't know. Like, I think that it's really good to do this. And it's the same thing, I think, when you're talking about hanging out in person, that there are times where you can hang out in person, but you're not really there. You know, I mean, like, yes, there is a type of interaction. Like, you guys said bowling as an example. Like, you go bowling with a group of friends. You can build kind of a camaraderie because you're playing a game and you're working towards a common goal or competing against each other or any of those type of things. But there is a big difference between that and sitting outside by a fire pit and talking and sharing and going deeper with things, you know, like not just, man, Stranger Things is fucking awesome. Like I'm enjoying the hell out of the season, you know, but really getting deep into, you know, stuff that's going on either in your life or, you know, gossiping about someone else or whatever. Cocaine with
your best friends.
Right. Just a few dude, things that are the same.
Fire pits though, man.
Yeah.
Fire pits.
Oh yeah, Josh or Jack. Remember the last time I was at your house? Freaking fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some weird ritualistic freaking. Yes. I don't know what the hell I was doing.
No, but there's something different about, you know, doing that kind of thing. Like, there's a difference between having people over to your house to hang out and then like where everyone's around the fire pit and everyone's just talking. No one's watching a movie. No one's watching TV or even playing D&D or, you know, anything like that. Like when you take that time to just sit there and talk,
right? It's when you can be weird. Like for instance, the session where we talked about our characters for D&D, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like me, Jack and Caleb were sitting on the couch watching Kill la Kill transformations. Right? Like that's like the, that's like, only friends do that kind of garbage, yeah. Right? And they're like, I like the red one. No, man, it's all about that white one. Man, what you talking about?
So when you have actual strife with a friend, are you like quick to cut them off? Are you... I need to repair this. Are you, what are you guys personality wise with that kind of stuff?
I hate arguing. So I tend to apologize right away or say, I'm
not me.
Yeah.
Jack will argue his way until his point comes across 110%.
Correct.
I'm pretty sure if they're listening to this podcast, they know that at this point.
Jack is dead set on something. You better have some concrete evidence. Like you got to have references, mark pages. Like you got to have like the whole works. If you are arguing with Jack about something he is adamant upon and you aren't giving up, just apologize and say he's right.
Yeah. Just, yeah. That's probably a better idea.
You're good. You're golden.
So do you think that, like, you know, there's kind of that social hierarchy of friends where you kind of have, like I said, our bridge people that everyone knows they're like the main guy, the guy that connects everyone around. And then they can kind of have their sidekicks. And then you have other people lower on the totem pole. Do you think that two bridge people, like, are they ever friends or are they more like, or is it always like you have one bridge person that kind of has their different,
I think they
groups?
Try to,
I don't know. Right? Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
I think our bridge person's Jack. Right?
Yes. He obviously is our bridge.
Jack is our bridge person. Right. But I was never a bridge person in terms of group friends.
No.
I have Brent, but Brent's part of our group. So
yeah, exactly. I'm not a bridge person either. Like I think that it takes a certain type of personality. It takes a personality. I don't know what the quality is. It's somewhat the leadership type thing, you know,
yeah.
But I've had different friends throughout the time that have been that like head honcho type person. But I'm trying to think of times where I've seen like head honcho type people be friends with each other. And I can't think of any, because it's always, anytime I think about it, it's like, there's that group of friend. Oh yeah. That's the highest up in there. And then there's this group of friends. So I don't know. Does that make sense?
I don't think they would ever be combined, but I think they would try to compete sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's 100% the way it's a thing of like, if there's an alpha male, that's what it comes down to. It's a pack mentality. It's like, yeah, wolves. If there's an alpha in the group, if they meet another pack, they can have a mutual respect for the other pack's alpha. And sometimes even the people in the pack can like mingle, but they will never become one pack, because that one alpha will never submit to the other alpha. Like it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Exactly.
And see, and that's it's so weird coming, because like I'm not that alpha guy. I am Robin to your Batman. Like, I like the idea of being the sidekick guy. I like being the guy that everyone depends on. I like to know that if anyone ever needs anything, they can always turn to me and go, Josh, I need help with something. But if they ever go, Josh, what do we do? Don't fucking ask me. I'm not the leader. Go talk to the leader. And then when he says, this is what we're doing and we need a ladder, then you come tell me and I'll bring the ladder. Like, that's how I like to do things. I feel most comfortable in that situation.
But so, I mean, I think that that's 100% the case though. I mean, you know, it's the same way of like, if you ever get a group of friends where somebody thinks that they are the alpha when they clearly are not, there's always going to be that like rising up conflict between the actual alpha of the group and the one that like thinks that he either is or should be.
Yeah.
Right. And then that always is like it's like a point of contention until.
That's so funny. Cause I've never heard like the alpha talk about it with other people in the group. Like, I've never seen it really like played out. It's just everyone is always like, we like the alpha and we're all cool with him, and he's, you know, like everyone almost gets in line. And I don't know, like I said, I have no problem admitting that I'm not the alpha, that I'm the sidekick. Yeah, I like being that, but at the same time I feel like everyone else that is in that position is almost like they're perfectly okay with it too. They're just like, no, you're going to be our leader and we're going to turn to you, and you as leader, like, I like this position, so I will accept this responsibility. Thank you very much.
Well, that's also that comes along with the personality though, too. Like, that's why, you know, leaders are leaders, because like the people that aren't leaders naturally flock to one that's in the group that is. And it's just a personality, because then that person feeds off of the fact that they are the leader, and then they're like, well, I mean I just am. I never declared it, but like everybody's looking to me, so I guess I am. And then oh yeah, you know what, I'm actually good at it. So I mean it's a weird thing to think about it like packs of wolves, but that's literally I mean, that's what it comes down to.
I know it's I don't know. It makes you think, but at the same time, like it's so incredibly natural that everyone just kind of falls into their place, where no one goes like, okay, so am I like a third level guy? Like, do I go in this? No, everyone just kind of does what they're supposed to do. Everybody
has their place.
You know, I think that sometimes you will have like, if Luch tried to say that he was your best friend, that then he and I would have to fight it out as far as the the sidekick.
Hold on. I am his best friend.
Everyone knows that's not true. So, but see, there's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, that's the cool thing about it, is that because we all are happy in the roles and positions that we play, everything kind of flows good. I think that's, you know, when you kind of think back to, you know, a great classic movie like Mean Girls, where, you know, you have these people that are, you have the main one, and then you have your two sidekicks that are going, well, I thought I was your best friend. And
okay,
that's
where we're not that bad. Okay. We are not that bad.
No.
Wait, what are we not that bad?
We're all best friends, right? And like, you know, just
three some best are, friends that anyone could have. Three best friends like, that anyone could have.
Like, you and Jack are more interconnected, and I'm more interconnected with like Brent and Caleb, but we're all, you know,
me and Caleb are kind of besties now.
but I mean, we're all best friends, and like, you know, I don't think like we would ever have the issue of arguing about, you know, who goes where, because like you said, we all fit the group in our needed place.
Yeah,
we're a well-oiled machine that's constantly going. We will survive the zombie apocalypse.
Exactly.
Only if you listen to me,
right? Yeah. And so we put on our group shirts, and then mine has bait on it, and I'm like, what? What does that mean? Oh, it means you're the master baiter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did want to kind of bring this full circle, because we kept it pretty positive, which is good, because it definitely had a chance to go negative with, not negative, but like, you know, kind of on the downward side of things with like friends that we've had and friends that we don't have anymore, you know, whether we've lost them, you know, just to to time, or, you know, something more tragic, but things like that. But I wanted to know if there was anything that you would want to say to a friend that you have, you know, not to like name names, but like, can you think of a friend that you had at one point that you aren't friends with anymore that you would want to like say something to?
To a friend that I'm not friends with anymore that I would want to say
something to. Yeah.
I'm sorry for banging your mom.
No.
He's not sorry.
No, I'm trying to. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything else. I mean, because. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, because.
Like I said, you don't have to like name them, but if you like, you could say it into the ether and get it out of your.
No, because I don't think that I lost any friends because of us being mad at each other. That we're like, oh, I don't like you, so I'm
going
to talk to you again. You know, so that's the thing. I mean, like with most of my friends that have fallen off over time, it's a lot of it was really me. I was a crappy friend for a long time that I didn't go out of my way to talk to anybody. If it didn't have something to do with what I was doing, like Jack, you were an easy friend to be friends with because you and I have always had so much stuff in common that we were constantly crossing paths. We're constantly right. Like, I get online to play a video game. You're already online. Like, okay. Like that was easy for me. When I had friends that quit playing League, it was like 3-4 years that it's like, I hadn't spoken to that person because they didn't go through that. You know, they didn't join the Discord, or, you know, I don't see them posting on Facebook. And so like we, you know, or they move out of town, or, you know, any of those kind of things that, there was a lot that I just, you know, maybe even when I got invited to things or whatever, but I blew things off because I was being selfish in my own way, that there was a lot of that kind of stuff. So I probably have people out there that don't like me, that would probably have stuff to say to me. I have no hard feelings or harsh things towards anybody. That they're all of them, like if they reached out today and were like, hey dude, what's going on? I would immediately go, hey, how's it going? I haven't heard from you in forever. It's great to talk to you. And I would do what I could to catch up. I have so many different friends now that I've kind of lost touch with that I wouldn't even know where to start. Or even, like I said, if I even had these, my brother-in-law that I, you know, I barely talked to that is still, you know, interconnected with me, that if I don't go out of my way to really connect with him, I doubt that I'm going to someone that I used to play soccer with 20 years ago, you know, or something like that, that I've lost touch with or anything. So, but if anyone ever reached out to me, like, I don't think that I have any harsh things towards anyone ever.
Well, and I'm not saying you haven't have anything harsh.
I don't know. That's just where my mind immediately goes when you're like, do you want to say anything to anybody?
Luch, what about you?
No, I'm pretty good.
Really? All right. Well, then I'm going to be the odd one out then.
Yeah, please. Please talk.
So there was a time frame about four years ago or so when I lost a lot of really what I thought were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A lot of what I thought were like really good friends that I'd known a long time. Some of them for years and years and years. Some of them through super close acquaintances, family, etc. And there was a time when a lot of them chose to take a side, just choose a stance and take a side. It wasn't my side. And for various reasons, and a lot of, I just found out really, really quickly the true nature of a lot of people's friendships, quote unquote friendships.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's very, very little chance that any of those people would ever be on the receiving end of this podcast. But if for some reason that there is somebody that was a friend of mine, or again, you know, friend at the time,
mm-hmm.
that regrets the decisions that they made, I want them to know that I have moved on and I forgive you. And that's that.
It's so Jack to that statement, right? Like, it's like, I was right. You were wrong. And it's okay.
I mean,
it's not your fault. You're ignorant. Oh, I forgive you.
I mean, that's you're cutting it down to what sounds egotistical, but it's a true thing. I think I think a lot of them, if they really really ask themselves if it was like if that was the right thing to do. And it's something that like I've always thought about. If it was the right thing to do, they would probably say no, probably not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, no hard feelings.
No, that makes perfect sense. Because yeah, I mean, it when you do have that, bridge person that's between two sides and stuff like that, and that thing kind of goes away or whatever, that you can lose touch with a whole bunch of people fast, or especially like if they have to, they feel like they have to choose sides and things.
Yeah, which is what I mean at the end of the day, which is what it is.
Yeah,
some people didn't. And how I know that it's that it, you know, looking back on it, that's what it was, is that there was people that didn't, that just simply chose not to. Mm-hmm. And we're like, yeah, I'm not going to pick a side. You know, you're my friend. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to be friends. So, and then there's other people that did and chose my side, which was the right side. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. But
anyways, that's something that I've always wanted to say for a while. And again, you know, the chances of anybody hearing it, that's actually going to, you know, be affected by that, in that situation, very slim, but that's fine. It's not a big deal.
I think what we need to do to really seal our friendship though is road trip. Hell, I think that's where true friendships are forged in iron.
Made or broken.
Yep. Sitting in ass little car with each other for hours on end. Yeah. I think
all that's right. Well, you heard it there, folks. The Bonus Level Podcast going on the road next spring.
Yeah.
We're going to podcast it from the top of the Grand Canyon outside.
And, can we go to the Alamo?
I'm sure. On the way.
Alamo?
Well, you got to remember the Alamo. But anyways, I think, you know, in all, your friendships are defined by the people that you choose to spend time with and the people that you have time for, but not so much that you have time for, but that you make time for, right? You know, you make time for the things that are important to you, and the people that are important to you, or they fall into the same category. So if there's people out there that you want to be friends with and you feel like your life is lacking because you don't have their friendship or you don't spend enough time with them, make an extra effort, you know, go the extra mile,
yes.
Send a message, make the call, reach out to them, find people that are into things that you like, and spend your time doing things that you love. And that's all I got. That's me.
No, I agree 1,000% that it's making the effort. Like, there's times that I was not the best at making the effort, but if someone did make it towards me, I would reciprocate it. I have now tried to get to that point where I'm the one trying to make the effort so that other people, you know, maybe they're just not at that place in their life where they're able to be the one starting the effort or whatever. Maybe they have a lot of stuff going on personally that it's a lot for them to be able to do that. That if you're at a place where you can make the effort, do it. And hopefully they'll eventually get to that point as well. You never know what kind of people you're going to meet out there. I would have passed Luch on the street and not given him a second thought. And look at us now. Bestest friends.
I thought you were pretty cute.
Yeah.
You
know? Well,
we know that.
Same.
We know that. Luch, you got anything to add there, friend?
I mean, it's pretty good. You know, hail Jack, you know,
Alpha male over here.
Yeah.
Leader of the pack.
Right. And no, I mean, you know, I think if it came to the point where, you know, Jack got eliminated, you know, I'd have to take over, I guess. But you know.
Oh, yeah. We did not discuss who would take over in the
absence. There's a lieutenant.
I don't think any of us could. I think that we would have to have a whole new alpha swoop in from so a new pack.
We'd be together, but we'd be dysfunctional, right?
Yeah.
This is great. I'm just, my ego is just like, it's just ballooning.
It's like we're all like a big Hydra, right?
Like
the main head, but then Hercules came and just cut off the Jack head, and all of us are like, all like, you know, slithering about.
And bumping into stuff, like, can't see what's going on, going different directions. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Comes with age, I guess.
I got to keep y'all together. Alrighty. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. If you enjoyed this episode of the Bonus Level Podcast, feel free to share it with a friend. See what I did there?
I like it.
Share it with a friend, with an acquaintance. Actually, share it with somebody that you want to be your friend and say, hey, listen to this podcast. We should be friends. And then you have something in common, because when you both fall in love with the Bonus Level Podcast, you have something to talk about. The latest episode that comes out every Wednesday or, you know, this week, Friday.
Hey.
All right. Perfect. Awesome. Well, now that we're on the same page and we're all friends, let's go make some new friends. And that's it. I'm done being cheesy. We will see you next week.
Yeah. Later, taters.
Bye.